too far. Just have a faith in me. When all the fears you have are all you can believe. Oh, I'll be standing by your side. What's up, girlfriends? I am Winona, your gospel girlfriend. I'm the girlfriend you can pray with, counsel with, fast with, talk to about the Bible, or you just need that encouraging hug or an encouraging word. I am that same girlfriend who will give you a listening ear when you need to vent about your job, your relationships, or that situation that almost made you forget you were saved, girl. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Welcome to Gospel Girlfriend Podcast. Gospel Girlfriend Podcast inspires and encourages you that although life's journey may be challenging at times, there is nothing too hard for God to handle. Not that sickness or disease, not that financial situation. I mean, absolutely nothing is too hard for God to handle. His word says he is a friend that loves at all times and sticks closer than a brother. So receive this inspirational word for today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your host, Winona, your gospel girlfriend. So let's talk. I love that song. The name of this song is Faith by Galantis and Dolly Parton featuring Mr. Pro. What's up, girlfriends? This is Winona, and I want to welcome you to the Gospel Girlfriend Podcast. I am so excited to be back with you guys on tonight. I know I've been away for a while. I've been really working on my business and just pushing my business. It's been expanding. And so I've just been able to pour a lot of my time into building my business. So I wanted to come on tonight because I want to share a special message. And also I wanted to invite all of you it's going to be an awesome online, it's a virtual Success Women's Conference. So I'm going to tell you about that a little bit later, but I want to get right into this message. So if you have had a chance to listen to some of my previous podcasts, I talk a lot about healing. You know, healing is the ministry that God has given me. Healing is what I have. That is a huge part of my journey and my walk with God. You know, it's like God, whenever God calls you to a ministry, he will equip you for that call to ministry by using you as the very witness to go through the transformation, the transition of the very ministry that he's called you to. Because how many know that in order to be able to minister to someone, in order to be able to have a testimony to help someone else come out, you yourself have to go through that experience so that you will have a word of encouragement to share. So you will be able to encourage that person to let them know that they can too come out of that particular situation. They can too be healed from that sickness or disease. They can too also build that business because you are the one that has walked through it yourself. God has allowed you to walk through that experience yourself, you know, showing you step by step of what needs to be done to put action into place in order for you to come out of your situation. So that's what God did for me in this journey. And believe me, I didn't choose this journey, but, you know, I was chosen for the journey. And because I was chosen for the journey, you know, God equipped me for it. And so tonight I want to share a message entitled Healing Transformation. And really, you guys have heard bits and pieces of this healing transformation message through other messages that I've shared in the past. If you just go to my video library on my YouTube channel, or just even listen to some of the previous messages from Gospel Girlfriend, you will begin to hear, you know, as I talk and dive into the topic of healing. So healing transformation, what is healing transformation? Healing transformation, this is something that I thought about, it's about the journey, the path that each of us has been destined to walk. So I want everyone that's listening tonight, I want you to think about your path. I want you to think about your journey that you are on right now. And along your journey, you know, there were victories and celebrations, but also there were challenges and struggles. You see, our path teaches us how to survive and thrive in our faith, and how to access God's healing along the journey to keep us from getting stagnant and hurt in our past, you know, in our pain. But instead, God wants us to access the healing that He's already promised us in order for us to continue, despite of, you know, how difficult the journey may seem sometimes, despite of adversity. But God wants us to pull on Him for His healing, so that, you know, we can keep moving to our breakthrough, whether it be in business, in ministry, you know, in our finances and family, in your marriage, whatever area in your life where you are just believing and wanting to see success in your life. So with the healing transformation, there are three keys to unlock the healing that you need for your transformation, for you to move to the next level. And what do I mean by transformation? What I mean by transformation is simply just transitioning from one level to the next, you know, one step to the next, in order for you to begin to see the change that you are looking for, that you have been believing God for in your life. So in order for me to have obtained these three keys on my journey, I had to walk through what I call the valley of the shadow of death experience. And so what do I mean by the valley of the shadow of death experience? So I share my testimony often of the breast cancer, how in August of 2013, I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. I actually found the lumps, two lumps in my right breast while I was doing a self breast exam in the shower. So after I found these lumps, what did I do? I did not go to the doctor. I panicked, you know, fear. I allowed that spirit of fear to come in. And at the time I was married, so I didn't share this with my husband. I didn't share it with my close friends. I didn't share it with family members. I just kind of locked this in inwardly, and while at the same time allowing fear to just kind of just eat at me. And so it wasn't until one day I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, and I began to share with her, and the first thing she said was, "You need to go to the doctor." That's period, point blank. And so at that point, I had made a decision that yes, I am going to go to the doctor, because I wanted to know, even though that fear was there, I still wanted to know what was going on in my body. And so key one is make a decision. You know, in my case, I made a decision to go to the doctor. I wanted to live. I made a decision to live and not die. And when you make that decision to live, that means you are not allowing yourself to get stuck or become stagnant. When I made the decision to go to the doctor, I was making a decision that I was not going to allow fear to just swallow me up, but I'm going to move forward. See, in order to make a decision to live, that means you are deciding to move forward. Because guess what? When you make a decision to die, or in other words, you're making a decision not to move. You're making a decision to not face the storms of life that may come our way, which does come our way. But, you know, some people, they say they just make up in their mind they're not going to go through it. They just going to, you know, go the opposite direction. Well, in cases like that, really our storms come to help us grow. You know, the trials that we walk through on our journey, they come to help us grow. So in growth is movement, in growth is life. So when you decide that you no longer want to grow, there's no more life for you. So in essence, when I say you can make a decision to live or die, when I say die, I'm talking about an emotional death, a spiritual death, because you're not moving, because you are not growing. And so when I made a decision to go to the doctor, that was me making my decision to live, because I decided that I wanted to move forward despite of all of the fear that I was facing, despite of the unknown territory, I'm going to move forward. So that brings me to key number two in your healing transformation, and that is to take the fear with you. So what am I saying when I say take the fear with you? I'm saying that in order to conquer your fear, you need to face your fear head on. You know, fear is can be such a devastating, spirit, because it can be such a negative spirit if we allow it to. So you have to know how to handle your fear. How are you going to act out when it comes to this fear? So in my case, I made a decision that I'm going to take that fear with me. So when the diagnosis of breast cancer was pronounced, that fear wanted to overtake me. There was a fear of whether I was even going to come out of this, whether I was going to even live. There was a fear of the unknown territory. You see, when we are on our journey and we know there is for instance, a business or a ministry that we want to start, if we know that there is just change that we want to see take place in our life, well, guess what? Any level of change that you want to see take place in your life, whether it's starting that business or starting that ministry or seeing, you know, your family successful, or, you know, just seeing your marriage blessed, and you want to see change in those different areas of your life, it could be a level of fear there, because change brings the unknown. Change means that you don't know what the outcome is going to be, but you're walking forward. You're taking the necessary steps because you want to see that change. So that element of fear could be there, and that's okay, you know, because anytime we're dealing with the unknown, anytime we're dealing with change, anytime we're dealing with something new, fear, element of fear, there's a level of fear that's going to set in. But the question comes into play is, how are you going to handle that fear? You know, are you going to allow that fear to just like shut you down? Are you going to allow that fear to keep you from moving forward? Are you going to even allow that fear to just change your mind about starting something new, about seeing that change in your life? So how we handle the fear is what is the most important factor. You know, you don't want to allow fear to cause you to become sidetracked or stuck, or you don't want it to keep you from your healing, you know, your blessing that God has for you. So to face your fear, whatever your next move, your next step, take that fear with you, because you begin to conquer that fear as you are moving forward. So I would encourage, you know, just somebody tonight, you know, take that fear with you. I speak life over you, that you shall live and not die, to, you know, see your visions and your dreams come to pass, to walk in a purpose and a destiny that God has for you. And even if you're fearing in certain areas, that's okay. But still move out on that fear, because guess what happens? When you begin to move out on that fear, you begin to conquer whatever it is that you have been fearing. And so this takes me to key number three, in your healing transformation, and that is fight. So in order for me, going back to my testimony of the breast cancer, so in order for me to have access to healing God had for me, I had to fight. I had to fight off the fear, the negativity in my mind. I had to fight even just hearing the diagnosis of breast cancer. You know, for a lot of people, there was a statistic that said that more people die from just hearing the diagnosis of death of breast cancer than the actual disease itself. So just, you know, we have to fight in our minds, our mindsets, you know, so we won't spend so much time dwelling just on the diagnosis of hearing of cancer or whatever other illness that, you know, that is detrimental to your life. So for me, I had to fight off that negativity in my mind. And part of my fight even included letting go of some negative people. And that even included my marriage. You know, I had to, even before the breast cancer diagnosis, this is when I was married. And there was a lot of negativity. There was a lot of stress. You know, in some forms, there was a lot of emotional abuse and spiritual abuse there. And so by the time the diagnosis of the breast cancer was pronounced, it was like I had to make a decision, because I could no longer come home and fight in my marriage and then fight to become a breast cancer survivor, which was my overall goal. So I had to make a decision to let some things go and you know, and move forward, you know, without my then husband. So I sometimes in our fight, you know, we have to make these decisions of what are we willing to let go in order for us to walk in the healing transformation that God has for us, in order to walk in that place of seeing change in our life or something new, something different in our life. We have to give up the old in order to walk into the new. So you have to be willing to make that decision of what are you willing to give up. If you see a constant pattern of negativity, you know, when dealing with someone, you know, it's time to think about letting that person know, go, giving up that friendship, that relationship, so that you can continue to move forward, that you won't get stuck, you know, that you will be able to move forward to be able to access the healing that God has for you. And so I had to, in my case, I had to fight for my decision to live, fight for my why. You know, at the time, my why was my 14-year-old daughter who was getting ready to start her first year of high school. So I had to fight because she still needed her mother. So on our journeys, when adversity comes, or you are one that is going through your own valley of the shadow of death experience, what are you willing to give up? You know, what are you willing to fight for? When we want to see our businesses flourish or success in particular areas in our life, we have to fight for that thing. I mean, so many women who feel like, you know, they have no more fight in them. You know, they walk through so much adversity, so much challenge, and so many struggles that they feel that they have no more fight in them. And so I want to tell you that if you made it through that adversity, if you made it through those struggles and those challenges along your journey, then you still have a fight in you. You know, so I speak life over you, and I speak that fight begin, that roar begin to come forth out of you, so you can continue to pick yourself up, pick your faith up, and continue to move forward in what it is that the change that you wanted to see in your life. And so, and like I said, I even fight for your decision to live, meaning that you're fighting to move forward, because without movement, there is no life. So fight to move forward. So, but I'm here to let you know that, and I'm here to let you know that there's still a fight in you. So I want to ask this question. How many of you are wanting and ready to fight, to continue to move forward? So those of you that have said yes to that question, that have made a decision to live, to move forward, that you're going to work on your business plan, you're going to put together those ministry conferences, or, you know, that ministry class, or you're going to get books on, you know, to help strengthen your marriage, or whatever the case may be, I want you to move forward. To make that phone call for that next level of business success. I want you to fight for it. That is the bottom line. Fight. And you know, I want you all to just grab hold of the fact that it's time for your healing transformation. And whether it be a physical healing, a spiritual healing, or emotional healing, you know, I sit here before you as I'm speaking, releasing this message. You know, I sit here as a woman that have been through breast cancer and a divorce at the same time. And in order for me to have made it out of that, in order for me to have walked into my healing transformation, those three keys were pivotal in my life. I made that decision to live, meaning to move forward. I took the fear with me, meaning that I was going to divide and conquer this thing. I was facing my fear head on, and I fight, and I made a decision to fight, meaning when everything was coming against me, I still said I was going to fight, you know, no matter what. And so I want you to fight tonight. I want you to make that decision. I want you to take that fear with you. I want you to believe in your vision. Believe in who God says you are. Believe you have greatness on the inside of you. And everything that you have been believing God for, it shall come to pass. Amen. So I hope that everyone was just so blessed by this message tonight. I hope you were encouraged, because my overall goal, even through healing transformation, is to make sure that I am encouraging, you know, the people of God, encouraging, giving you inspiration, just giving out everything that God has put on the inside of me. And so I want you to go to my website, www.winonathomas.com. You know, there you will have access to a free healing devotional, you know, and it's an awesome reading. It'll help in your journey through reaching your healing transformation, being able to take that next step, that making that next decision in your life, that next big decision in your life, so that you can see change, you can see something new, you can walk in the healing transformation that God has for you. So I encourage you to become a subscriber on WinonaThomas.com, and I'll put the name of the spelling below this podcast. And then there's something else that I wanted to share with you guys. It's an awesome event, awesome opportunity. This is part of me building my business, what I've been working on. But I'm going to be speaking at, it's going to be an amazing success women's conference coming up October the 5th through the 11th. It's going to be a virtual conference. The website for you to register is a free registration. It's a Success Women's, WOMENS, conference event .online. And so I'll also put the link to that registration, so you can register for free to attend the conference at the bottom of this podcast. And I'm telling you, some of the guest speakers, is going to be an awesome event, includes Ty Mills. Ty Mills is a holistic life and business coach. She's an international speaker. She's a metaphysician. She's a CEO, an author, you know. So just being able to take in, you know, sit and listen to the, you know, the nuggets that she will have for women for this conference will be awesome. And so another speaker is the iconic Les Brown. You know, how many of you know Les Brown? He is an author, a motivational speaker, and so much more. So I want you to take the time to register free registration. The link is www.successwomenswiththes@theendconference.online. That's again successwomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswomenswom door for me to be able to be a part of this huge platform. You know, there's so many speakers that's going to take part in this, including, you know, Pam Perry, Lisa Nichols, and so many other individuals. So I'm going to be a guest speaker on that, in that conference, and my message will be dealing with healing transformation. But I'm also going to be a part of a panel discussion talking about parenting. You know, some of you may know of my journey of being a single parent. So I want you to just go ahead and register for the conference. It's a free event, because I guarantee you that you will be blessed. Amen. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight to Gospel Girlfriend Podcast. You know, it was amazing being with you guys again on tonight. And so, you know, as I'm working my business, expanding my business, I want to be able to fit, you know, I want to be able to, you know, rearrange my schedule so that I can have more time with coming on to the podcast, because I love Gospel Girlfriend Podcast. I love being able to bring you guys inspirational and encouraging messages. So until next time, I want you to be blessed and be healed. Amen. So until next time, bye-bye.